Someone needs to tell those tales, when the battles are fought and won and lost, when the pirates find their treasures and the dragons eat their foes for breakfast, someone needs to tell their bits of overlapping narrative. You may tell a tale that takes up residence in someone's soul, becomes their blood and self and purpose. That tale will move them and drive them, and who knows what they might do because of it, because of your words. That is your role, your gift. Your sister may be able to see the future, but you yourself can shape it, boy. Do not forget that. There are many kinds of magic, after all.
This is Plausibly Live.
If you had asked me 40 years ago where I would be going to college, Arizona State would never have entered the conversation. It's funny, I would have told you either Oklahoma or Utah. Still have a strong familial connection to the University of Oklahoma, but here I am. I'm a Sun Devil. And as fate would have it, Arizona State has one of the best hockey programs in the entire country. Did you know that? Did you know that Arizona State has a collegiate hockey program that is currently ranked in the top 25? In fact, one of our graduates is a guy that's the goaltender for the Seattle Kraken through a shutout on New Year's Day at the Winter Classic. So that aspect of things is going really well. It's been interesting. The first week that I was not really, I didn't know what to expect. The first day was really, I don't want to call it scary, but it was frustrating. One of my classes is about how to take classes, and it's all social media feel good stuff because everything is online. So you got to learn to communicate online and stuff like that. And I feel like I do a good job of that, but what I realized was I don't. So that was a little frustrating. One of my classes is really well set up for teaching online. It's an online course, and the professor clearly gets that. In fact, he says in the introduction, I don't even have a phone. You want to talk to me? Talk to me via email or Zoom. One of my classes is not. It's a traditional class, and it's really not set up for online. And so that's been something of a struggle. Primarily because you can't get the material that you need. And so everybody in the class is a week behind already. Because as it turns out, the ASU bookstore is not Amazon and cannot deliver overnight. So there's that. That's been amusing because the bulletin board is full of, see, that's how old I am. I call it a bulletin board. They call it something else. The kids are all complaining, you know, how do we do this? Panic. Oh, what do we do? What do we do? And someone said to me, how come you're not panicking? So don't, not worried about it. The worst case scenario, I'll be a week behind. I'll have two assignments that I get 50% on, but I'm not really worried about it. So there you go. So what have I learned in a week of being a history major at Arizona State University? I have reminded myself of something that I believe deeply. And that is very simply this: the past is prologue. History is not really about the past. I mean, it is, but follow me here. I'm going to try to share with you some philosophy, I guess. Not really going to talk news stuff today. Chris Christie's out. Yay. So forth and so on. You can get that stuff anywhere. Once upon a time, we sat in the classroom, all of us, and we learned things. We learned that A plus B equals C. Remember that? What was the purpose of learning that? The purpose of the past, which is represented here by A and B, is about getting to C. The purpose of C is to get to the future. By starting with A plus B equals C, you begin to move forward. You begin to move out. A plus B equals C is how we took the first steps to get to the moon, to Mars, Pluto, and even beyond that. And it's how we're going to get there again. You have to start in the past to continue to move forward to the future. One of the things we studied in the first week, it's a very quick class, a world civilization from basically the beginning to the 1500s. So you can imagine things fly pretty quickly in this class. We were studying about a 3.3 million year old fossilized child. Don't send me the emails that the world is only 6,000 years old. Okay. It's not that I don't know that you believe that. It's that you're wrong. But we were studying this 3.3 million year old fossil child. And it was fascinating to see how the beginnings of things were beginning to move forward and how human beings were adapting to changes that were coming, and the way that evolution was driven by those changes, as evidenced in this 3.3 million year old fossil. The idea, of course, was this child is what looks forward to us. This is not a new idea to me, but it comes down to we prepare for tomorrow with lessons from the past. We prepare for the next stages in human development by understanding how we developed to where we are. Some of you are not going to like that, and I get it, but it's still the case. It's not really why we study history, to avoid the mistakes of the past. It's about understanding ourselves so that we can move forward. This week on Tuesday, I was doing Dave Does History on Bill. Actually, we weren't doing Bill Dave Does History. We were actually just doing the regular show. And there was a conversation about the National Park Service. Maybe you heard this, maybe you didn't. It's on my webpage, davedoeshistory.org. And there was a discussion about the National Park Service putting out a request for proposals. It wasn't an RFP, but it was a public comment period. And what they were proposing to do was change the Welcome Park in Philadelphia. Now, the Welcome Park, for those of you who may not know, is a park that celebrates the life of William Penn, the founder of Pennsylvania. And in doing so, the National Park Service was concerned that they wanted to change some things. They wanted to remove the statue of William Penn. They wanted to tear down one of the exhibits and focus more on other things. And of course, this set off a firestorm online. And as part of that firestorm, we were discussing it that morning. There was a good deal of conversation about it before, thanks to a caller, I did some online research. And as Bill explained on Wednesday on his show, when we do show prep, we don't always have the latest information. And in the middle of all that, the night before, the NPS had withdrawn this application for public comment. So, but that said, it didn't change the basic idea of what we were talking about, which was why would you do this? What is motivating the National Park Service to remove this stuff? And I came to kind of a realization in the middle of that. We were talking broadly, and I can hear it. I don't know if anybody else can. I can hear it in my own voice when I come to that realization, that moment of, oh, wait. And that simple realization was this idea that history is about the future, not the past. The lessons are found in the past, but the purpose of the whole thing is the future. And I came to this realization that politicians and politics today isn't about the future anymore. It's about right now. It's about power right now. We are, as a society, too focused on today, on this moment right here. social media, the instant news cycle, I think have contributed to that. They've made us so oriented about now that we almost never think about tomorrow or the future or what's going to happen in the next generation. The founders of this country understood that. John Adams wrote a piece about Independence Day where he talks about how Independence Day will be celebrated in the future. Now, he got his date wrong, but the idea here was he was so excited about what future generations were going to do. He wasn't worried about what we were going to do today. There's nothing in his piece about, well, we've stepped in it now. We're going to hang. No, it was all about how in the future people would look back to this moment as celebratory and how they would use that to grow themselves in the future. And even the framers, when they wrote the Constitution, when they sat down and Gouverneur Morris wrote those words, what's the reason for this Constitution? Is this Constitution about today or something else? And he wrote those words. We the people, to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves today and our posterity tomorrow. That was the purpose for what they were doing. And they had built into that Constitution all of their understanding of history that we've talked about extensively. This idea from the very beginnings of Greco-democracies to Roman republics, to all of the history that they had poured into this idea, not because they wanted the history, not because they wanted to be those things, but because they wanted to use those things, A and B, to build C, to secure the blessings of liberty to themselves and their posterity. What I've learned in a week of college is just a reminder that the past is prologue. History isn't about the past. It's about the future. And as Kierkegaard said, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards.